Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Hey, Tim. How you doing today?
Doing well. How about you, David?
Doing good. Guess what we get to talk about today?
Money.
Money, 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 money. Money. I apologize greatly, our listeners. I'm not the best singer, but some things get me excited, and money is one of the things that gets me excited.
Yeah, so, definitely.
Today we're going to talk about five reasons you should accept credit cards for client invoices. And, you know, I was under the impression, or I had the conception, that I just don't want to pay those fees. You know, I don't want to pay that 2.9% or whatever it is that, you know, your merchant account is charging for fees. And you know what? After today's show, you may change your whole tune on that. So yeah. Do you want to start us out today, Tim?
Yeah. So I would say the first reason on our list, and for me, I would say it's probably the biggest reason why I started and why I'm glad that I accept credit cards, is improved cash flow. I get paid faster. A lot of times when you send out an invoice and you're waiting for a client to pay you and they're sending a paper check, it takes time. And so you get paid way faster when you accept credit cards.
Brings a whole new meaning to time is money.
Yeah, it really does.
All right. Well, I couldn't agree more. I mean, you know, improved cash flow, get your money much, much quicker digitally, click of a button, yeah. Boom, you're paid, you know, as opposed to getting a check mailed, going down to the bank, depositing it, waiting for it to clear the bank. You know, it's just, it's a process that is past its time. Number two, yeah, on our list. There's no more filling out W-9 or sending your social to clients. You may or may not be aware of this, but companies like Stripe and PayPal are now required by law to handle all of the W-9. So if you're if people are paying you through PayPal or Stripe, and I'm assuming other merchant accounts may be the same way. Are they, Tim?
Yeah.
Do you know?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, well, they have to document and send W-9s to a company or person if they are receiving, you know, X amount of dollars over whatever the, you know, $600 a year or whatever.
Yeah.
So you don't have to do it anymore. It's their responsibility now, and that saves you on accounting and stuff.
Yeah, and that's a big deal because, again, when it's a new client, that's another hurdle to get through before getting paid. They're going to say, okay, well, yeah, we're going to pay your deposit, but first, you know, fill out this tax form, blah, blah, blah,
right.
Put in your social security number. They get it over to their accountant, get you in the system, then yeah, issue you the check. So it's just, yeah, it's no bueno.
Number three kind of ties in with number two, doesn't it, Tim?
It does. And clients don't have to send you that 1099 during tax time. So when you fill out that W-9 with your social security number and everything, and they issue that check, well, during tax time, and this is the way, I guess, a general disclaimer, David and I are both in the U.S., and we know that we have listeners outside of the U.S., so it's a little bit different, but I think a lot of these principles will still apply, just in a slightly different format. But here in the U.S., private contractors are issued 1099 statements from their clients, and again, it's when they're paid over that $600 a year. And so if you're paid via Stripe or PayPal through online invoices accepting credit cards, well, then your clients don't have to send you those 1099s because, again, as David mentioned, PayPal or Stripe or your other merchant accounts will send them to you. And so it's easier on your clients that way.
Great points. Next on our list, number four, is bottom line, it's easier for the client. They don't have to worry about issuing checks anymore. All they have to do is click a button, and boom, your invoice is paid. Simple.
Yeah. And that it leads us to our last point, which is it's easier for you as the freelancer or agency. You don't have to go deposit a check. You don't have to wait on the check. It's just easier. It's simple. And actually, since David and I have been recording, I got an email that a client just paid my invoice for the deposit. And he signed it today, signed the agreement today, and did the payment today. And it just, you know, we had the phone call this morning, and it's already boom, boom, it's done. I can start on the project. His project is being worked on now. It just, it saves everyone time. It really, it truly is easier for everyone.
Well, I think that's about it from me, Tim. How about you?
I think one last thing I'd like to say is, since I switched over, now I don't even accept checks. I shouldn't say that. I tell clients that I accept, that I only accept credit cards. If a client were to give me pushback and really wanted to pay me by check, I would accept it. I'd allow it. But for the most part, I'm completely paperless, credit cards only.
Well, fantastic. Thanks for listening to another episode of WP the Podcast. Don't forget to head on over to our website, wpthepodcast.com. Check out episode 55, 5 Reasons You Should Accept Credit Cards for Client Invoices. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.